White. St. Helena, California, December 19, 1906. Elder J. E. White. Dear son Edson, I have just returned from Oakland, where I spoke in the Congregational Church last Sabbath. The day previous, I felt very poorly, and I hardly thought it possible for me, when I stood before the congregation, to speak for over half an hour. But the invigorating Spirit of God rested upon me, and I was greatly strengthened. Such experiences remind me of what I passed through frequently in the earlier days of the message. For about a year after your father died, I suffered greatly from sorrow. At that time, I seemed to be hovering between life and death. Your brother persuaded me to go a short distance in a phaeton to a camp meeting, which was then being held in Healdsburg. A sofa had been brought onto the platform in the large tent. Here I lay down, thinking I would deliver my farewell address. My face was as the face of one dead, without a particle of color. After a few testimonies had been borne, I asked Willie to help me to arise to my feet and let me lean on him. There I stood and began to tell the people that this was probably the last time they would ever hear my voice in camp meeting. But after speaking a few words, I felt the Spirit and power of God thrilling through every nerve of my body. Those who saw me said that the blood could be seen as it came to my lips and my forehead, and my flesh took on its natural appearance. Mr. Montrose, in great surprise, remarked to one of his neighbors, "A miracle is being wrought in sight of this whole congregation." I could not understand why all were looking so intently at me, some even arising to their feet. The Spirit of the Lord had healed me. During the remainder of the camp meeting, I spoke several times. A large crowd was present on this occasion. Someone has mentioned to me, Edson, that you were thinking of going to Battle Creek to receive advice upon some matters connected with the writing and publication of your books. Please do not do this. Seek your wisdom from God, and not from men who have departed from the faith and who have given heed to seducing spirits. It is possible that some to whom you would go for advice would afterward make use of this action in a way that would be detrimental to your influence. I tell you, my son, that there is positive danger in your going to Battle Creek for counsel. You must be guarded, or you may be taken in a snare of the enemy. How Satan would exult if my own son should be led to depart from the faith, as has Jones and others who have been led astray. Your safety lies in walking in humility and meekness, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of the faith of every one who will enter the pearly gates of the city of our God. It may be that the Lord will yet call me to bear a message in Battle Creek. I have words of comfort to speak to those who are holding the truth fast in righteousness. But I advise you, my son, to have no connection with anyone in Battle Creek in the work of publishing your books. There are those there who are not partakers of the divine nature, who have been baptized with the delusive science of Satan. They have lost their spiritual eyesight. Should you become as one of them, I greatly fear it would be at the cost of your mother's life. I feel impressed to express to you my hope that you may exercise your talent in the ministry. I long to see you in your allotted place, ministering the word of life and publishing books dealing upon present truth. But do not seek help from the mind of any man who, as Elder Tenney, is entangled in the delusions of the enemy. I hope that you may be kept from such influences. I hope and pray that you may soon work yourself out of debt. If I could help you in this, I would gladly do so, but this seems impossible. I often think of you and Emma, and would be very glad indeed if you could both visit us. I hope that Emma is improving in health,